Neuju.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
And we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Usako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polovni. Točno opoldan.
Drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, lepo pozdravljeni v današnji južni hemisferi. Moje ime je Izala in danes bomo govorili o Kambodži. Novo leto se je v tej azijski državi začelo v duhu protestov, ki sledijo decembrskim stavkom. Minimalna mesečna plača $80 delavcem namreč ne omogoča dostojnega življenja in zadovoljitve tistih osnovnih potreb, kot so primerno bivališče in zadostna prehrana. Kot odziv tej situaciji so delavci postavili zahtevo po dvigu minimalne plače na $160 na mesec, na kar se je vlada odzvala z minimalnim zvišanjem, zato je 24. decembra prišlo do množičnih stavk. Predstavniki delodajalcev višanju plač nasprotujejo, saj pravijo, da so pogoji dela primerni in da delavcev nihče ne sili v delo v tovarnah. Take in podobne izjave kažejo na popolno nerazumevanje življenja delavcev in pa pomankanje alternativnih zaposlitev, ki seveda na njih delujejo prisilno. Več 100,000 protestnikov in stavkajočih se je soočilo s policijo, kar je rezultiralo v 4 smrtnih žrtvah ter številnih aretacijah. Celoten proces dogajanja nam je opisal Ad Thorn, predstavnik koalicije kambodžskih delavcev v oblačilni industriji.
This year, men and shoe factory worker, they are living with bad working condition and also living with the low price, low wage. So worker, more old worker, they try to demand to increase the salary. And from the previous the government, employer and union, we are agreed to create the committee to research for the minimum wage in Cambodia for the shoe and sewing worker in Cambodia. And lastly, the company the committee find the at least 177 US dollar per month for the living for one worker. But after research, the labor advisory committee decide only increase salary from 80 US dollar to the 95 US dollar, so increase only 50. So this one is not a big amount, too small amount, and worker not agree with that. And also some union also represent the worker not agree with that. So we continue to struggle with that situation or some of worker, they try to go out for strike in whole country from the 24 December 2013 until the 6th of January 2014. So because of the low wage, worker, they try to demonstration and or strike at individual place in Cambodia, in whole country. So this one is the problem. And because the government did not agree with that, the company not agree with that. On second, government tried to use the military police and also the soldier and also the police, tried to beat and shooting two worker who are striker. And until now, we have four worker was died and three of them are disappeared, and a 23 worker was arrested in jail right now, and another 40 workers still in the hospital. They are got injury. Now stay at the hospital, some of them, and some of them are left to home.
Delavska kriza v proizvodnji je sicer šele najnovejši izraz upora v zadnjem letu. Država je namreč že od julija v nestabilnem stanju zaradi spornih volitev, pri katerih naj bi prišlo do številnih kršitev. Temu so se uprle opozicijske stranke, združene v kamboški stranki Narodne rešitve. Zahtevajo ponovitev volitev, pridružili pa so se tudi sindikalnemu pozivu k zvišanju plač. Protestniki iz različnih vrst tako sodelujejo v boju, vendar se postavlja vprašanje, do katere mere so njihovi cilji prepleteni, ter ali gre pri tem za politični ali predvsem ekonomski boj. Pomen sodelovanja stavkajočih in opozicije vladi pojasni Saj Sokni, predstavnica Svobodnega sindikata.
In 2013 alone, there are almost 100 strikes happen in Cambodia in the within the garment industry. So they conduct almost 100 strikes. It is not a politics, but it's a stomach problem, the economic problem. It's not a politics problem. Another point, the worker work very exhausted, plastic, and much spending at the workplace. So it is a stomach problem, it's not a political problem. However, Cambodia at the same time, still after the national election, there is a political deadlock with the ruling party and opposition party. It is just by chance happening at the same time. So the opposition party just in the situation within Cambodian society and the workers together conduct a strike. So the protest is mean not for the political, but for the stomach. For the stomach, for the hungry people of Cambodian workers. They live very starvation, you know, starving.
Situacijo nam nadalje opiše Uvi Rak iz Centra za človekove pravice, ki v prepletu različnih bojev ter udeleženih skupin opozori na večinoma spregledano prisotnost nacionalističnih idej, ki izhajajo iz priseljevanja delavcev iz Vietnama. Razloži tudi, zakaj trenutno stanje poleg medijev in sindikatov opozujejo številne organizacije, ki skrbijo za spoštovanje človekovih pravic.
There's a lot of political issues, a lot of discontent from wide-ranging interest groups, wide-ranging groups of all populations. Teachers are not happy, civil servants are not happy. There's a lot of corruption. Roads are being built with corrupt practices that has been damaged completely. Electricity is not supplied. But I think also there's also a ultra-nationalist agenda also is part of that equation as well, and then it's blurred up, you know, some of the people who protest for minimum wage are also angry at Vietnamese illegal immigrants in Cambodia, and that could have a very dangerous consequence as well. So there's various political issues, and the opposition are pushing agenda in terms of the protest to try to bring down long-serving Prime Minister Hun Sen. Hun Sen's been in power for decades, and I think there's generally a very high level of discontent. But the question is, how are we going to push for change? How that change? What that change will look like? I think until today, most of us are not in the know. We don't know what. How to do it, and we don't know what that change will look like. One of the key issues we have now is this right to choose, basically the election issues, but also the post-election, where many of the people who are opposing to the election results, many of the garment factory workers want to take to the streets and demand change, demand reform, and demand higher wage. So for us, it's really important that we need to protect the space. It's fundamental that the right to freedom of expression that's guaranteed by our own constitution be protected, be promoted, and be protected. And I think that the space is crucial in pushing for the protections of other rights.
Večino delavstva v kamboških tovarnah oblačilne industrije sicer predstavljajo ženske. One so tako tiste, ki so v številnih primerih najpomembnejši člen v zagotavljanju podpore ali celo preživetja družine in igrajo v protestnem valu pomembno vlogo. Že pred sedanjimi dogodki so bile kamboške aktivistke pogosto tiste, ki so opozarjali na nepravilnosti, na izkoriščanje ter kršenje pravic. Leta 2010 je na primer skupina 13 žensk iz skupnosti Bon Ka igrala ključno vlogo v gibanju za človekove pravice okoliškega prebivalstva. Ti so se bili prisiljeni preseliti potem, ko je vlada dala območje tamkajšnjega jezera v najem podjetju, ki se je zaradi načrtovane gradnje odločilo zasuti jezero s peskom. Posledica te akcije so bile poplave in druge okoljske ter družbene spremembe. O splošnih spremembah položaja žensk v Kambodži ter njihovi vlogi v uporu smo povprašali predstavnico Kambodžskega centra za človekove pravice, Juliette Russellot.
So I would definitely say that the role of women in the country is changing. Of course, there's still, you know, with regards to women's rights, there's still a lot of issues. Sexual and domestic violence is still, you know, very widespread problem. There's very high rates of sexual violence here. If you look at rates of school enrollment, you know, they're still lower for women, for girls than they are for boys. If you look at women's representation in politics, of course, women are still very underrepresented in politics. And sadly, the level of women's representation in the National Assembly has actually gone down with these recent elections for the first time. So, you know, there are issues, but we are seeing women at the forefront of a lot of these protests. If you look, for instance, separately from the garment industry, but the protests that have been undertaken by activists from the Bakken Lake community in Phnom Penh. Bakken Lake is a massive lake in the center of Phnom Penh that was leased to a private company for 99 years, and that's now been filled in with sand for economic development. And many families were evicted from the neighborhoods in and around the lake. With those communities, it's been women that have taken the forefront. So women like Bani and Yom Bhopal that have really taken the lead in the protest. Originally, the reason why they took the leadership in these protests is because a lot of the husbands from that community have jobs, sometimes as security guards or different things, so they were scared of the repercussions of taking part in the protests. And also they thought that, you know, if it was women that were at the protests, that the authorities wouldn't be as violent as they would with men. Sadly, what we've seen is that doesn't seem to change much. And unfortunately, a lot of these protests become violent and, these women get beat up just as much as men would. But, you know, I think to a certain extent, the leadership role that they're undertaking is a great example for women throughout Cambodia in terms of the role that women can play in social activism and in politics. With regards to the garment industry, it's a little bit different, of course, because the great majority of garment factory workers are women. So, of course, if you have protests by garment factory workers, it's kind of natural that it will be more women than men. That being said, I think what we've seen with protests is that, you know, whether it's the political protest by the opposition, whether it's garment factory protests, whether it's protests by, some of the communities that have faced evictions, you know, women are being very active, and in most cases, they're taking the forefront. So I think that's an encouraging development in Cambodia. And hopefully they'll have, you know, wide-ranging impacts on the state of women's rights throughout the country.
Poslušali ste komad Wong Wong, glasbenika Lafitkija, kambodžskega rodu, ki deluje v Berlinu. Evropske in ameriške blagovne znamke se konsistentno izogibajo sprejemanju odgovornosti za njihovo vlogo v celotni situaciji. Skrivajo se za navidezno kompleksnostjo oskrbovalne verige, ki vključujejo dobavitelje, hčerinska podjetja in podizvajalce. Samo štiri izmed večjih znamk, H&M, Gap, Walmart in Adidas, so imele v letu 2012 skupno več kot 608 milijard dolarjev dohodkov, kar predstavlja skoraj 43-kratno vrednost celotnega kambodžskega bruto domačega proizvoda. Izvoz oblačil predstavlja 80% celotnega izvoza Kambodže, kar razloži strah vlade pred stavkami delavcev in potencialnega odhoda znamk, ki proizvodnjo zagotavljajo. Kako je prišlo do ščitenja interesov z represivnimi sredstvi, opiše Virak.
Any necessary response must be done with proportional use of force and non-lethal use of force. And so far, in the past week, it has not been that way. There's a lot of brutality from the military. The military should never be used to deal with civilian issues. And in the first place, the military is using live ammunition, including the use of automatic rifles like AK-47, which led to the death indiscriminately firing live ammunition to the crowds of protesters. Those are things we condemn and to the strongest term, and we call on both sides to sit down and discuss way forward, looking for solutions. But I think at the end of the day, the political side of this, and that is the opposition, Cambodian opposition party, as well as the ruling party, needs to sit down, push forward key reforms that will benefit Cambodia.
Zaradi nasilnega odziva države in ustrahovanja je delo sindikatov in drugih podpornikov omejeno. O tem, ali je kot posledica teh dejanj prišlo do večjega strahu pred udeleževanjem protestov, smo govorili z Juliette Russellot. Omeni tudi poskuse države, da vpliva na poročanje medijev, a pravi, da gre pri tem predvsem za nacionalne medije, medtem ko se v primeru tujih medijev razen redkih izjem situacija izboljšuje.
I think what's changed with this election cycle and this year is that now what we're seeing, especially with regards to the protests by the opposition, is that there's a whole generation of young people that are joining in the protest, and that was something that we didn't see the last time around. So these are young people who are probably voting for the first time, who didn't go through what the older generations went through in terms of the Khmer Rouge and the violence. And, you know, they may not remember the political violence of the 1990s, the way of the older generation. So I think to a certain extent, they're less afraid to go to demonstrations and to speak out. There's also been, in the past couple of years, a great increase in the use of the internet and social media as a way to share information and to voice opinions. In Cambodia, one of the big problems is that there's quite heavy government censorship of traditional media. So that is the newspapers and the TV stations and the radio. Most newspapers are aligned with the ruling CPP. All of the TV stations are controlled by the government, and most of the radio stations as well, although radio, there's a few that are independent. But with the internet, there's been it's given a lot of opportunities for people to share information and to become more politically and socially active through these new media. And that's, of course, been something that's been done mostly by the youth. So I think to a certain extent, people do feel a bit freer, a bit more empowered to speak out and to ask for change. Of course, you know, what happened last week with, the crackdown on the protests and the death of at least 5 protesters, injuries of dozens more, and the arrest of at least 23 people, and of course this ongoing indefinite ban by the government on all demonstrations and marches and rallies. I think we'll have to wait and see a little bit, to what extent that's going to impact this momentum and potentially stop this momentum for change. But at the same time, it could also make people more angry in a certain sense with the government and even more willing to speak out and go to the streets. we've seen more international media coverage of Cambodia in the past couple, you know, days, you know, last week. A lot of the major international media covered what was happening in Cambodia, you know, CNN, the BBC, you know, the New York Times, you know, have been providing kind of regular coverage since last week, which is definitely a change from what we've seen before. Of course, that doesn't mean that every country has the kind of same level of coverage. For instance, despite Cambodia being a former French colony, the coverage of Cambodia in the French press has been, you know, close to nothing. It's not very surprising. The situation of human rights in Cambodia has been pretty dire for a long time. But when you ask people about Cambodia, you know, outside, I think, besides, you know, the Khmer Rouge and then, you know, Angkor Wat, I think there's very little that's reported outside of Cambodia in terms of the human rights abuses that are, you know, that are common day occurrences here. You know, the protests, some of them have happened, you know, the ones last week definitely happened a bit far outside the city past the airport. So I think it's true that, you know, tourists and people visiting, it was quite easy to ignore what was happening. But some of the opposition protests that have happened have been very central in Phnom Penh. Some of the marches, for instance, the one on December 29th, where there, I don't know how many people there were, but I would say probably around 250,000. They were marching along some of the major boulevards in Phnom Penh. So I think they have been quite visible.
V odzivu na stavke je 7 globalnih podjetij, vključno s švedskim H&M in ameriškim Gapom, javno izrazilo nestrinjanje z nasiljem in pozvalo k pogajanjem in sporazumu, a na nobeni točki niso uporabili lastne pogajalske moči za zagotovitev višjih standardov pri delu in koncu zatiranja. Irak poleg njihove želje po profitih izpostavi tudi občutek odgovornosti, ki pa se v dejanjih podjetij največkrat ne pokaže.
They want profit, that's why they get into the business. And I think I'm not naive to think that they come to Cambodia just to give good pay jobs to Cambodian people. I think they come here for profit. But I think at the same time, I think it's important that all of the main brands, all of the big names, all of the multinational corporations come to Cambodia with a sense of responsibility, and that is they can get profit, but at the same time they must help push Cambodia to a state of rule of law, to one that will fight corruption, that will reduce corruption. I think if they help in that push, at the end of the day they will be more profitable, the country will be more stable, and more money could be given to garment factory workers.
Kljub temu, da imajo multinacionalne znamke priložnosti in sredstva, da pritisnejo na vlado in delodajalce, do takih dejanj zaenkrat ni prišlo. Ravno nasprotno so nekatere pozvale k temu, da se plače delavcem ne povišajo, saj bodo v nasprotnem primeru svoje naročila enostavno prenesle v katero od drugih azijskih držav s poceni delovno silo. Torn pravi, da ta grožnja v selitvi proizvodnje nima trdnih temeljev, saj je na primer na Kitajskem, ki velja za državo, v kateri delovna sila multinacionalkam ne predstavlja prevelikih stroškov, minimalna plača delavcev $200 na mesec. Poleg tega to, da se znamka drži določenih delovskih standardov in omogoči delavcem primerno plačo, pozitivno vpliva na njen ugled v očeh potrošnikov.
On the company side, the supplier said, but the real situation in Cambodia, I don't believe that, because I explained to you already, sourcing from Cambodia, minimum wage $88, and sourcing from China, $258, but the same style, the same product. So how can they move to somewhere? And Cambodia is not the main sourcing. Cambodia is the last and also the the small amounts of things from Cambodia. And why they stop things from Cambodia? Because Cambodia currently that we have the living, we have the better facility in Cambodia to explain working condition, and also we are agreed to implementation the labor law and also the worker rights. This one to make more the incorrect buyers sourcing from Cambodia, because they can selling the product around the world. They can selling more product around the world because the image or the labor right and also the commitment from Cambodia. So if they said move to somewhere, I think it's not really good. But also buyer. Yes, the company and also government is not implement, it's not a settle the problem. I think this one is the title of the buyers of, living, because they are afraid made the problem with the, his friend in Cambodia. His the good faith, the faith for selling product in around the world is cannot settle the problem, and also in Cambodia, more worker was killed, and also low wage, and also discrimination against union, and without settle. I think this one is the title for living. This one is right.
Koalicija kambodžskih delavcev oblačilne industrije v svoji izjavi za javnost opozarja na dejstvo, da multinacionalne znamke profitirajo na podlagi njihovega dela, ki poteka v težkih razmerah in neurejenih pogojih. V želji, da bi svojim družinam lahko zagotovili preživetje, delavci in delavke v tovarnah preživijo po 6, včasih celo 7 dni na teden in pogosto s številnimi nadurami. Sistem, v katerem se te multinacionalke lahko tako obnašajo in delujejo znotraj Kambodže, koalicija sindikatov opisuje kot moderno obliko ekonomskega imperializma. Z njihove strani je prišel tudi poziv znamkam, naj kambodžskim tovarnam plačajo višje vsote, poskrbijo, da se to povišanje prenese na plače delavcev, ter uporabijo svojo moč in pozovejo vlado k uveljavljanju delavskih standardov. Pogajalska moč delavcev samih se zdi majhna, saj se nahajajo na koncu verige globalne proizvodnje, na ta položaj pa sami nimajo vpliva. Za konec Torn pozove k podpori gibanju za zvišanje minimalne plače ter izpustitvi aretiranih protestnikov in poudari, da pri njihovih zahtevah ne gre za željo po bogatstvu, temveč le normalnih življenjskih pogojih.
So, on behalf of the Cambodian worker and trade union, I would like to say that we are Cambodia worker, we living with bad working condition and low wage. We are the producer, and we produce for the company and also employer to be the richer. But we also be want get the salary only survival for living. We don't want to become a millionaire. So please, company and also buyer, increase the price for the Cambodia worker to living for get the salary for decent wage and decent work for Cambodia. And right now, more workers are got sick, and also the worst bit and discrimination from company and also the government. So brand and also international community should be pushing the Cambodia government and also the employer and brand to immediately settle this problem. Try to renegotiate again to increase salary, and find the who are killing workers to get arrested through by the law. And also we ask the company and the government to pay compensation to the who are was bit sued by the police and some people, and also immediately released the 23 union leader and activists was arrested during the strike.
Ne glede na uporabo represivnih sredstev strani države, delavci ne kažejo znakov obupa in so pripravljeni na boj za minimalno plačo, ki bo omogočila dostojno življenje njihovim družinam. Kljub trenutni prepovedi protestov in pravnim sankcijam za opozicijskega voditelja Sama Rainsyja, se zgodba nadaljuje in podporniki svoje mnenje izražajo na ulicah. Glede na povedano je očitno, da se skozi proces borbe za pravice niti ne spreminja toliko ekonomska kot tudi socialna situacija z večjo aktivnostjo žensk v političnem procesu. Ne glede na trenutno uspešnost oziroma neuspešnost boja, pa je očitno vedno bolj prisotno zavedanje, da gre za vpetost Kambodže v globalno proizvodno hierarhijo in prek tega globalni problem. Dosedanji potek dogodkov nam kaže, da se v popolnem pomankanju pomoči strani podjetij, ki proizvajajo v državi, edina rešitev kaže v političnem delovanju delavcev samih. In to je edino, ki potencialno lahko doseže spremembe. Južno hemisfero sem pripravila Zala, tehniciral je Brks. Naslednjič bomo iz južne hemisfere poročali čez dva tedna.
Ne vdje.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
And we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you'll see what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno opoldan.